what we've been spending the last day and a half trying to understand this Nag Yehuda. So just to recap for 1 second, the Nag Yehuda's big breakthrough was that notwithstanding what we thought was a Machlekes of Rishonim, the Nag Yehuda's big breakthrough was that it depends, that it's very possible that certain kinds of Eim Avot L'Slachila may be violations of the Torah, and others would only be the Rabbanon. What are the factors? Lach versus Yovish was the primary factor, maybe then for good luck, if you have Shisha versus Rav. But the bulk of the Tshuva, the bulk of the Chiddush, the whole Chiddush was 3 lines, and the bulk of it was 2.5 lines. So in 2.5 lines, it took us 2.5 days to say, but it took us 2.5 lines to write. The Deva Chodesh and Nirala in this Tshuva, that Giloy that he experienced in Prague 200 plus years ago, basically boils down to a difference between Lach versus Yovish. And again, we gave a lot of alumnus whether it should not be so. It touched on so many other things in terms of our global understanding of the Torahiness. But that's the kernel of what the Rebbe said, Lach versus Yovish. Notwithstanding the godless of the Nag Yehuda, if you go back in Rishonim, the question is, do you find this chiluk in Rishonim? Or if anything, do you find the opposite? If anything, do you find that in the world of the Rishonim, not only do they not come forward with this chiluk, but if anything, you find in Rishonim that maybe the exact opposite is true. But the Rishonim equated in their minds. If you're an Eim Avot L'Slachila D'Oraisa a person, then you cross party lines. If you're a Derabbanan a person, then you cross party lines as well. But this seemingly arbitrary chiluk doesn't appear, at least the Rishonim that we saw, without the sea, doesn't really appear. So let's take a look. Where did the Rishonim talk about this topic? So again, the sugyas of Eim Avot L'Slachila are very, very few and far between. Where would the Rishonim talk about it? A little bit in our sugya? A little bit, not much. Where would the Rishonim talk about it? So you have to go backwards, and you have to find another sugya that is impacted by Eim Avot L'Slachila to find, to glean that kernel of truth from the words, the Hilchos Rishonim, as to what they thought about the Nag Yehuda's Chiddush. So it's important to take the sugya to the next step, just in terms of our general understanding of Eim Avot L'Slachila. But in passing, we're going to find out an awful lot about a very, very important Arovis Chul and Sugya, which we've also touched upon. In case you haven't noticed, we've touched on a lot of things over the course of the last 5 months. Every time coming back and reinforcing and re-questioning, reanalyzing, sometimes discarding, sometimes rebuilding. That's been the common theme in the last few months, and hopefully that will continue. So here we're going to come back to Sugya that we have touched already. But John Paul Jones said, I have not yet begun to learn the Sugya. Okay? And that is the Sugya of what? Nice in town, Wisconsin. So let's put on the hole, put the reviews in the back pocket, put it about this, forget Rabbi Sheila, forget all that, don't really, but put it on the back. Let's hopefully learn to the amkus of Nosen Tam of Gam and see through the eyes of Nosen Tam of Gam how it's going to all of a sudden bring everything back to life, either for or against the Nosen. So let's put on our Nosen Tam of Gam glasses for a little while. Comes the Rashba in the Teres Abayis and makes a few critical and startling observations about Nosen Tam of Gam. So the starting point is that Nosen Tam of Gam is mutter. Not everyone buys it. That's true. There was a machlokes that turned around the end of the sense of it is, oh, but you must psak it. Who's in the Tam of Gam is mutter? That's the reality. So comes the Rashba and wants to quantify Nosen Tam of Gam. He wants to know, how do I know whether I have a Nosen Tam of Gam in front of me or not? How do you determine that? What criteria do you use whether something qualifies as a Nosen Tam of Gam against the Shavu Deraisa? Especially if this is the world of the Rashba. The Rashba is a big believer that Nosen Tam is Deraisa. Remember, he's a bigger than a Tam man. So therefore, this is a very, very important child. Is something Nosen Tam of Gam, Nosen Tam of Shvach? How do you define that? How do you quantify that? Wasn't read the Rav's Ish Halacha, so a lot of his halachic quantifications. How do you determine? What is you have a right amount of matzah here? How do you determine? How do you have a kosher mikvah? How do you determine you have a shear of tam? Who defines these things? How do you define pagam? How do you define that? So the Rashba says you can really define that in one of two ways. Either you can define and quantify pagam as being rotten to the core, rancid, miserable, despicable, repulsive, disgusting. I don't have such a good vocabulary, but if you look at the thesaurus, you probably find a few other words. Really bad. Really repulsively bad. That's one way of quantifying us in Tam of Gam. And the other way is saying, so bad. It's not exactly what I'd like. It's epis a little bit off, but it's not miserable. Maybe, you know, if I cold my nose, I would still eat it. Pagam b'miktsus. Pagim b'miktsus. What's the shiur of the stavgam? What level of pagam is necessary for those didim not stavgam to kick in? Does it have to be something that's rotten to the core through and through? Completely and totally inedible? Or, you know, it's like that... That yogurt that says on it, you know, eat by December 4th, and today's December 5th, you know, it's not exactly up to par, but it's still, you know, the kosher, I don't have anything else for lunch, I'll eat it anyway, right? So what is it, Rabbi, say? That Wednesday night show, I mean, bless it, but yourself, right? What is it? I need to find it. Sent to Rashi, but Uriah Brewer, right from the Gemara. What is the most famous application of that principle of those down of ground? Hey, everybody's got to know this already, what? Kedir Shemayin, right? I cooked chazer in a pot more than 24 hours ago. X amount, 24 hours have elapsed. What does the Gemara say in the end of Avodah Zarah? According to the Man D'Yom, Menosin Tam of Gam is mutter. If I cook in that kedera, all the subsequent food is mutter. I, what happened to Parshas Midjan, Parshas Kasher and Kayla? What does the Gemara say? And let's hear the phrase together. I, there's a parsha in the Torah of Kasher and Kalim. How can you tell me a story that after 24 hours of Pagam, what's the answer? Come on, let's hear it. Come on, come on. La'osra Torah? La'kadeh bas yoyman. When you read Parshas Matos, remember that, right? Parshas Matos. We're learning a lot of Chumash this week. So when you get to Parshas Matos, and Elozra Klein tells everybody, Zayis the Torah, Shetziv Hashem, is Moshe, Achas, Azov, Es, Akos, Es, Achos, Es, Abaz, Abdil, Afar, Es, Chaldov, Es, Yoba, Es, Yoba, Es, Yoba, Es, Yoba, Es, Yoba, so just keep on walking into your mind and saying, why? Because there's a din of Nasa Tam of Gam out there, which is derived from what parsha? Nevel Shen Ruligir, back at the end of Parsha's Re'eh, right? So from a Posk and Parsha again, just learning Chumash. They say from the going, the end of the girl's life, he just learned Tanakh. Nothing else. He just read a Posk of Tanakh, and he had Kol Tarek, we saw Al Kol Tarek Kul in every single Posk of Tanakh. We're not quite there yet. We have a little while to go, okay? But when we get to Parshas Re'eh, so we realize, hey, wait a second. Parshas Re'eh is telling me Nasa Tam of Gam is Mutter because it's the Be'er Shul Ugir. And that's qualifying Parshas Matos, but telling me also, tell it to Be'er Yoyma, that's how Chazal read the Pesukim Chumash. Says the Rashba, what the Gemara is telling you with a straight face is that the Belias inside the walls of a pot have met the criteria of being nice in Tam of Gam. Says the Rashba, I challenge you. Go into the walls of a pot. Okay? Penetrate into the walls of a pot. You're inside the walls of a pot, and you're looking and you're staring at those bleas. And you stick your tongue out, you're inside the walls of a pot. Okay? I don't know how you did that, all right? You figured it out. Okay? It's like platform 9 3/4. You're in the middle there, so I'm not sure how that happened. But you're there. It doesn't exist, but you're there. I was in London a couple of years ago, so I was in the underground. So I changed trains at the King's Cross. So I took a picture of platform 9 and 10 and sent it back to my kids. They're looking. So Rabbi Sai, I'm inside the walls of the pot. Magic. I'm inside and I'm tasting yummy, delicious tam. And the tam tastes what? How bad do you think that tam tastes? You are real amunas racham. What does Chazal say? That it's a nice and tamu, tastes miserable, right? Says the Rashba, how bad do you think it tastes? I mean, tell me, come on, Beinenu, says the Rashba, how bad do you think it tastes? Yesterday, it was cost you $50 in the trade for Chaz, the Chinese restaurant, to order that dish. So yesterday was a Gevalt L'Shevach, a mere 24 hours have passed. I would tell it this, says the Rashba. Epis, it's off a little bit. It's like the almost spoiled yogurt, but how bad is it? It's so miserable. Luyitzu, you could taste it. Somebody's like, he doesn't believe it's so miserable. Again, I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. I don't have that Koyach of the Rashba. Look inside the bleas of all the pot. But comes to Rashba and says, he can't believe, according to real true science, that the bleas are so bad. What he is willing to concede is that they're a little what? A little off. What's the definition of Nasa Tam of Gam? A little off. It doesn't have to be rotten to the core. Red zitting with you to be Nasa Tam of Gam. As long as it's epis a little bit off. A little puggy, the mix, that's also good stuff. That's the rise to the Rashba. Now the Rashi reflects the kasha on himself. Now what's his kasha? What's the kasha to Rashi? Who saw the Rashi? Who saw the Tosef Adis in the Rashi? Who sat the whole morning reading the Tosef Rashi? Tosef Adis. What's kasha?
How did it make sense as we got it from the Nevelim?
The mantra for this entire parish, the entire din from the Tosef Adis learned out from the Nevelim Shulam Agir, and those Tanoi who didn't have that drasha pocket concluded that the Tosef Adis also in the Torah. But we who follow Rabbi Shimon, who saw it in the Nevelim Shulam Agir, a mantra for the Tosef Adis. Understand, listen to the words. Nevela she'ena ru'uya l'ger. What does that mean? It means I bring the ger toshev, the pot of the plate of food, and he says, what does he say about it? It does have a date of December 4th on you. It's got a date of August 4th. And now it's the halfway through December. It's rotten through and through. It's growing green mold on it. It's despicable. That's the model of nevela she'ena ru'uya l'ger. The ger would eat the yogurt a day off. He wouldn't eat the yogurt 6 months off, but he would eat the yogurt a day off. So comes the Rashi and says, from the pasuk, from the mokor, and the mokor very often is not just the mokor, but it actually defines the parameters of the din. So the mokor of the din of the nevela she'ena ru'uya l'ger is derived from psukim that are describing completely and totally inedible. How in the world could that serve as a model that even a pagam b'mitzvos is sufficient, which has to be, because the Rashba is convinced that the science, the physics, the chemistry indicates to us that B'liyas have to play it around and not close it with them. He doesn't believe that it's the make life. Sure, the Rashba doesn't believe. So now the Rashba's got himself in a checkmate, because he has no way to turn. On the one hand, Chazal's extension to B'liyas inside a wolf of pot, and to label that as the Notam of Gam, and to formulate of Klal, is clearly giving us a very, very lenient definition of what pagam means, even if pagam exists. But the original source seems to be highlighting and pointing to a much, much greater degree of pagam necessary in order to be master sur. So now we have a problem. How do you resolve that contradiction? That was the challenge of the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? The true, brisk terminology, what did the Rashba say? There are two distinct halachas of person time of gam. What are the two distinct halachas? Who did it in the of Gam? What are they, says the Rashba? There's nois in time of Gam. What? Of the end? And there's nois in time of Gam of Derech what? What's the word? Okay. Let's write this. When you're dealing with an Issa be'en, like a piece of meat, a piece of chazir, and I want to know, this piece in the Vela, has it met the criteria of being a nois in time of Gam? What's the answer? What standard of Gam do you need? It's got to be Pagim Lagamri. It's got to reach and dip beneath the shear of the Vela Shino Lagir. Kozman is still real Lagir, done. Still Osir. It only becomes Mutter when it dips beneath that threshold. That's the shear of nois in time of Gam, the end. The second end of nois in time of Gam, I don't even have a Be'en here, B'chlal. The end that I have is a pot of kosher potato soup. Hello, what? I have a tam chazir that's potentially entering into and contaminating my potato soup, but I don't have a be'en. I have, the most I have is a tam, which is derech taroves. Derech taroves at the Rashba. Then the shear is legamri different. Then the shear is even a pagam, the mikzos qualifies as a pagam, and the din of nesi tam don't kick in, and the mail is going to be mutter minatorah. And that's why the Asr Tarek Deva Shev Lubai. So, not only are these conceptually two different kinds of Nois in time of Gam, but they're quantified differently. Here it's got to be Legamre, in order to qualify as a Heter. Here are Filo Benitzes. Who saw this in the Rashba? Who wants to put a little bit of, Lomdisha, make it a little bit nicer, a little bit smoother? What's the Rashba really saying, what they say? The Rashba himself spells this out. What's he really saying? Who's going to define this Rashba for a little bit better? Is this just arbitrary? This is the end, this is Taroivis. What is it?
It's not necessarily Pagam in the food, it's Pagam in the Isser.
What does it mean? You're starting it.
Tom Kicker's not being attached back to the food
of that, I guess. Now we're talking about it. The Chabra, what the Rashba is saying, is you say this, and so many things we've been talking about. This Rashba is a collector's item. Or someone could call this Rashba what? A birthday present, right? Remember? Right? Did we talk about the Rashba's birthday present? We unwrapped the birthday present. This is a birthday present. This is a Hanukkah present. This is unbelievable. You're unwrapping this. It's got layers and layers of implication for us. Zok the Rashba. When you have a Dover Asur, this is Chalrin. Chaz is here. The Chaz starts out, it's Asur, it's Asur, it's Asur. What's the role of Nosin Tam of Gam? If I want to revoke Nosin Tam of Gam, what am I really doing? What am I trying to accomplish? I'm trying to do what? I'm trying to do what we say in Birch HaShachar, to be Matri Surim. I'm trying to be Matri Nisir. That's the goal. Some people do that for life, the Matri Surim. I'm trying to be Matri Nisir. Evan Isir of Chazir. And Bashehu Sham Tosser. It came from a little one-coin pig. And now I'm trying to say something has changed, that the Isser is Chalaf HaLachloi. The Isser's not here anymore. So Kump the Terah Kadosh says, once that Chaz has reached the point of being Pogum, the Isser has dissipated. What's the sheer of Pogum for that? Say what the sheer is. The sheer is, it's got to be really Pogum. Which is because it tastes, because it's off by a day, because it's one day past the expiration date, that's going to make the Chaz a mutter? No. To make the Chaz a mutter, it's got to be Ein or Uil, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's not just an arbitrary shear. Why do you think the shear is that? That Ein or Uil Achila? Because what's the nature of the Yisr? The Yisr is Achila, right? So if the Yisr is Achila, it makes quite a lot of sense that the shear should be of Ein or Uil Achila. Whether or not that is linked to Shalai Kederach Achila or not, I leave that up to the domain of who? Which great Achron will be sitting in the corner and screaming at each other about that? Whether this is... That's Kesha Place in Chafetz Das story from months ago, right? Remember that? Rings a bell? Vaguely? Right? Whether the two didn't more relate to one another? Okay, it's just back. Not for now. Back to the brain and soul. But I understand what the Rashba is saying conceptually. You want to be mata, the Yisr of Chaza, the Yisr of Chiz Chaza, you got to reach the point of beneath the Shir of Achila, it's got to be the Pug of Lagam. When you have a Tarevis, your starting point is Lagam different. What's the starting point of every Tarevis under the sun? Every single Tarevis under the sun, before you learned Maseches Chulin, what did you think the status of Tarevis was, assuming you learned Maseches Sanhedrin? So you know what Achara Mahatas means? What does that Gemara say? By Galian, Surah of Bishan, what does it say? With the Raisa, the starting point is what? At least Batu Baray. Right? That's the starting point, Achara Mahatas. That applies whether it's been Bimino, Mimishen Amino, everything is Batul Baray. Now, all of a sudden, through the back door, comes the Terah Kedosha and Destiny. There's a parasha of Tarevis, there's a parasha of Tam, and you have to reckon with the Tam in a Terah. Tam Kik, because it's all the Rashba and Rabbi Tam speaking. How do you know this? Mishra's supposed to call up you. I don't know where it comes from. It comes from some magical, mystical, Rabbi Shela maybe. I don't know where it comes from. It comes from somewhere called Tam Kik. The Tam Kik tells me, oy, 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 notwithstanding the fact that you have to come alive, and the Isser is really should have been over, we have to reevaluate the Isser. We do have a problem on our hands, and Tam Ki Iker is the engine that's driving this new problem. Now, truth to be told, I can even understand that problem one of two ways. Now I have Tam Ki Iker that's driving the problem. Is Tam Ki Iker creating a new problem, or is Tam Ki Iker bringing back to life an old problem? What does that snap up? Almost sounds like the Rashba of old, right? What did the Rashba say? How does Tam Ki Iker work? We mentioned this yesterday. Tam Ki Iker is a halach equivalent of what? Of Nikar Isser, undoes the Tarogus, and it ends right back where it started. Remember, that was yesterday. But I don't even need that. That's also just a backward. These are just things that, you know, when you read Rashba, you have to just keep this. So every time you read this Rashba, it's a good time to chazah. It's a place in your mind. Good time to chazah, Derech Bishlo Satara. Good time to chazah, Menea Sabithol, Tam Gika, Nikar Isser. These are all good topics to be aware of. But it's still not the punchline, the Rashba. The Rashba says, in order to create an Isser, when you have Derech Tarogus, you have to meet a halachic criteria of ta'am kikr. You have to be able to look at this or smell this or taste it and say, "Das is ta'am," and I'll then nemer chiddush etayr of ta'am kikr. No, what's the Rashba now? What's the punchline of the Rashba? Ta'am kikr means geshmak, but ta'am, geshmak ta'am. I'll then nemer ta'am kikr, a ta'am that's half baked off already. A tam that's pogel b'mitzas, that doesn't reach the shear of tam of a b'teira. That's not the tam of a b'teira. It's almost like a shtickle marshal, like a little bit of a marshal, where the Rashba has already told us in other contexts, not every taste is the tam of a b'teira. There are shiurim to the tam of a b'teira. What was one of the shiurim that the Rashba, one of the parameters, one of the boundaries that has to fall within to be a tam of a b'teira? It has to be a tam that's what? that's tasteable to who? To normal people. Remember that Rashba? In the circuit of Kfela? So not every single time under the sun is Nichlal Degzeres Chasa Tam Kikar. There are halachas that govern what's called the Tam of a Torah. One of the halachas is of the Rashba. It's got to be a Tam Nugash the Tam of the Beinoni because the Torah is given to normal people. We had another example, a Tam Kolosh. Remember? Tam of Naparnats, maybe. I don't know what kind of funny kinds of Tamim may fall short, possibly. Remember we spoke about some of these things in the past. Now the Rashba is adding another criteria. It has to be a really good tasting Tam. That's the bottom line. If it's not a really perfect gewaltige Geschmack, the Tam to food, that's not Tam Amabatera. If it's not Tam Amabatera, then you don't have a Taisha Tam Kikar. If you don't have a Taisha Tam Kikar, what do you have? What's the fallback position? If there's no Tam Kikar, what do you have? You have a Tarevis. And if you have a Tarevis, what's the din? Achrayam Mahatis is Batul Derevis. So this Geschmack, and who read this Rashba today? Who realizes exactly what the Rashba say? Everyone caught this? No, did he say Pemoli? You gotta go back to the Rashba, read it again. Right? Shimon didn't say this. Everyone saw the two shir with the Rashba, right? So didn't you ask yourselves, how should it be two different shir? What does it mean? What do the words mean? So this clearly what it means. That in the case of the Dosh and En, the goal of Pogain is to be Matri Nisr. In the case of Derech Tarayves, the goal of Pogain is to say there's no time. Therefore, there's no engine to create a problem in the first place. So one is the solution of a problem, and one is the non-existence of a problem. They're two different halachas, two different roles, two different shiurim. That's a shteitz of Rashi. So it's clear, it's glatt what the Rashi said. It's posh with the Rashi. What's the problem? What's the problem with the Rashi? It's a glaring problem with the Rashi. Hey, with the Rashi, but they never better. I don't really answer this one. What's the glaring problem with the Rashi? This is perfect. Brisket Torah is gevaldik. The legamri two different dinim. The kemechem is a good matter. They're not even related to each other. One is a shia of how to be matrid isaben, and one is a shia of what's called tam kikar. And that's a different shiurim, because they're different halachas. One is a removal of issa, and one is a prevention of a din of tam kikar to kick in. What's the problem, everybody say? What's the mokor? For nosu tam of gam derech taravis taros mitzas? What's the example of this? Right? What's the example of this? Kederi Shere Bas Yoma. How do you know Kederi Shere Bas Yoma is Mutter? How do you know Losa Tark Deir El Kederi Shere? What does the Gemara say about this? It's derived from the Kederi Shere Bas Yoma. The Gemara says the marker for the din of Losa Tark El Kederi Bas Yoma, which is the physical illustration of this halach of Derech Taregas, all that's there as Pagi Pemiktas, the source gufa is from the Be'er Shem Lager, which itself is also the source for what? For the original din of Nostam of Gam on a Ben, which is Lagami, a different halacha. It is conceptually different, it is quantitatively different. How in the world could the Rashba tell us that both of these completely different halachas are derived from the identical pasuk? They are so fundamentally different from one another. That's a huge problem in the Rashba, a huge problem. Which Rishon was sensitive to this problem? Very, very sensitive to this problem. Which Rishon had a lot of problems with this? And from the Rambam, comes the Ran? Who read the Ran in Avodah Zarah? No, who's ahead of me in the Rambam Kermis? Nobody? Who read the Ran? Didn't you realize the Ran was sensitive to this problem? Comes around and says it can't be. The Rashba's formulation of the end versus Tarovis just cannot be true because you cannot have two fundamentally different halachas which didn't shum, didn't quantification, learning from the same passage. It doesn't make any sense. But the Ran's mamash in a pickle. The Ran says the Rashba's formulation, his lomdus cannot be right, but you know what is right? His facts are right. His didim, his observation, his physical observations in the laboratory, the physical scientific conclusions that the Rashba made are 100% accurate, says the Ran. Because we all know the Ran joined the Rashba inside the walls of the pot and tasted and said, off by a mashu, not much, not so bad. And yet, in order to invoke the din of Tam of Gam on a real piece of Neve, a real piece of Chazer, ain't real gear, it's got to be rotten to the core. So you cannot argue with the Rashba's physical conclusions. But the halacha, the two halachic categories that the Rashba invoked to solve the problem or cannot possibly be correct to the room. So what is the answer? What's the secret according to the Ran? Who saw the Ran inside? What's the secret according to the Ran? People think...
Having the tire, he said, from the...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Just that the Isser itself is bad, not for the whole foods.
What does it mean? What does the Ran say? People think... Everyone thinks that in Brisk, all they do is they take one dinner and turn it into two dinners. But the emphasis is that sometimes that's true, but sometimes... It's only one din. Sometimes godless and brisk is to take two dinim and turn them into one din. It just sounds cuter to say three dinim. You have to know what three dinim are. There's a story that somebody came to Brisker Rav and we're trying to tell him a whole Shtickle Torah about some dinim Hazos Paraduma. I didn't know what the Shtickle Torah was. There's two dinim of Hazos Paraduma. There's one dinim this, one dinim that, one dinim two different halachas. And the Brisker Rav said to him, "Night, not true. No, but Rebbe, it's two dinim." Skarov looked at him and said, "End of it. There's one din of Hazos Paraduma. That's it." Again, okay, Skarov said that, and having all of Maseches Para in front of him, every Rambam, every Diuk, and all of Sugyas of Para in front of his eyes, and can look at this person straight and say, "Your Shtickle Torah is not correct. There's only one din of Hazos Paraduma." I couldn't say that. Skarov could say that. Comes around and says, "The Rashba's facts are right, but his interpretation and his categorization, his formulation of specific categories is not correct. There is one Yisod that's permeated in the entire Sugya of Nes and Tamid. You know what the Yisod is, says the Ram? What's the nature of Nes and Tamid? Why is that so that Nes and Tamid is more? Do you ever think about that? If it's Chaz, it's Chaz. Why does all of a sudden Nes and Tamid change everything? So the Ram, very, very simple. In its heart and soul, what about Chos Asuros? What does the Torah not want you to do? What does the Torah not want you to do? It doesn't want you to have a good time with Chazer. That's what it basically is. It doesn't want you to enjoy Chazer. Chazer is a hanoah that the Rosh Hashanah put into this world that's not for a Jewish palate. You want to play, make a Chazer into a football and play, but that's okay. It's mutabah raw. That's fine. You want to take the veil of feed it to your dogs, that's good. But hanoah sachila is off limits for you. That's it. That's just the way it is. Therefore, says the Ran, it is very understandable that if the Chazer and the Neveil have reached the point where it's not particularly beneficial, and you're not gaining all that much out of it, so then we can reconsider. Maybe it's not awesome anymore. If the whole essence of the Yisr is don't get this geschmack out of Chazer and Neveila, Rabbi, this is not such a geschmack anymore. It doesn't smell good, it doesn't taste good, it's not such a geschmack. That's the Yisod of Nes and Tamid. That's all there is right now, says the Rabbi. There's one din of Nes and Tamid. If it's reached a point where you're not ultimately getting too much out of it, therein it becomes permissible. But now comes around with the godless of a godless. Amka Shiba Amka, says the Ram. How do you quantify, how do you measure whether I'm getting something out of something or not? Am I gaining from this bottle of water or not? Am I gaining from this bottle of orange juice or not? Am I gaining from this piece of pizza or not? Am I gaining from this ice cream or not? How do you measure that? So there are multiple things that go into the equation. Comes around and says as follows. If you're eating an entire steak, an entire piece of bacon, an entire piece of pie, an entire plate of chazir, then, in its entirety, geschmacka piece of chazir, and I take my first bite and I say, you know, perfect. It's a little off. When I was, you know, before I was from, it was a little taste, just a shtickle better. Why? This chaz has been sitting around for a few hours. Is it spoiled? It's not spoiled rotten through and through. I'm not going to go run to the emergency room with it, but my stomach pump, but it's not the way it was in the good old days. It's the Hamish brand chaz. It's not the real brand. All right? What'd you say about this guy? Is he managed from Chaz or not? You think he had a good time? You think he walked away with a pleasurable experience? What's the answer? And you never sat down to eat food for dinner that was just not as good as it was the day before? At the end of the day, it's still food. It's still okay. I mean, I'm full. It still tasted all right. It's better than nothing. I mean, come on. It's better than, you know, just having a don't know, a salad or some broccoli or something, it's still chaz, it's still meat and potatoes, there's still something to it. So I'm not even mixed from it. Says Iran, there's only one point you could reach having a plate of chazer in front of you and saying, this was a miserable, horrible, unbeneficial experience. And what is that? If the food is so rotten that a normal person wouldn't eat it. And you still went ahead and ate it. Minatara, you knew anything wrong. Minatara is not hanoi. You're not. Akshibe mitrabana, maybe it's also. Midaraisa, it's not also. Why? That's not the achilas hanoi. That's just not it. That's what you know. That's the chiddush of nevel shenu leger. That if it's reached a point where you're not really being beneficial to you, can't be also. Impossible. Now the Ran says, let's move to the area of, I don't really want to call it tarovis, I'm just going to call it for colloquial reasons. Now I'm going to change it in a minute. What if it's quote unquote derech tarovis? What does derech tarovis mean? Derech tarovis means I have a phenomenal, unbelievable, geshmak, a steaming bowl of potato soup in front of me. It's great. It's got Susie Fishbein herself. It's the best of the best potato soup. What did I do? I warmed up this potato soup. I cooked it up in what? In a pot that I used for what? For chazir. When? 24 and a half hours ago. Okay? 24 and a half hours ago. Now, if I would be inside the walls of the pot and try to isolate the molecules of chazir, what do you think I would say about those molecules? Would I say they're miserable, horrible? I'd say they're off a little bit. So now, listen to what I have in front of me. If I would have cooked this potato soup in a potato soup pot with no bleas at all, I would have had unbelievable 100% perfect award-winning potato soup. What do I have now? What did I add to my potato soup? A couple of what? A couple of molecules, a couple of bleas, a couple of thyme, a chazir. Between you and me, did they improve the quality of the potato soup? Did they make it miserable that it's not edible? What's the answer? No. On the other hand, well, honeyly, they didn't help me. I'm gaining nothing. If anything, I'm losing, and mamish gaining nothing. On the scale of benefit from chazir, I benefited nothing. Even though, wait a second, I don't understand. A minute ago you said that the chaz that was off a little bit is still called benefiting, and now you're telling me the chaz that's off a little bit is not called benefiting. What's the answer? Here's the question. Before, what did I eat? A piece of chazir. What am I having now? A bowl of potato soup, which has a bleas of chazir. What am I saying, Rabbi Yisrael? Make it in mind. Is Pagam and Victus called Hanoana? What's the answer? Depends. The answer is depend. What does it depend upon? Depends. It depends on the end versus Tarobas? Is that what it really depends upon? What does it really depend on?
What if it's like
what is giving, why am I happier with the half off chazir and I'm not happy with the potato soup that has some chazir and half off? Because Rabbi Yisrael, it's all a numbers game of Echus versus Kamos. Namely, what in the half-off piece of chazir, what I am lacking in Echus, in terms of benefit, because I'm not really benefiting, it's not really great chazir, what am I making up in? I ate dinner. At the end of the day, it was what? At the end of my stomach's full. At the end of the day, it was an enjoyable experience. Why? Even though it could have been more enjoyable, so the Echus-wise, the experience was knocked down the scale. But in terms of Kamos, Zakhtaran, I am enjoying a piece of chazir. It's not as good as it could have been, but it's still good. When I'm lacking in Echos, I make up in Kamos. Once you take that model into Derech Tarovis, what am I, can you please point to me, what did I gain from heating up this potato soup in the pot of chazir from yesterday? Did I gain anything in terms of Kamos? Then I knew. Not an iota of Kamos. What? I didn't see the Kamos. Until I looked at your day, I didn't even know it existed. So there's nothing over there. Did I gain in terms of Echos? Potato soup was not improved. If anything, it went down a notch. So guess what? I ate chazir in an unpleasurable manner. I cannot pinpoint any pleasure that I received in this chazir. You know what that's called, Zabdiran? You know what that's called? Eating chazir in an unpleasurable manner, what's that called? What cool is that called? That's the pashah, that's the pashah. And that is derived from what pasuk? It is the identical din. The matir of the piece of chazir, when it dips beneath the point of being rotten, and the matir of the pot, when it reached the point of Einav and Yomo, when it's just a togi b'miktzas, although they're quantitatively different, they are rooted in the same halacha. They are both expressions of the same din, of a lack of hanoah from the chazir. If chazir is not being a pleasurable, beneficial experience, that is not the yisav chazam abateir. It's true that you measure it differently. It's true that sometimes you have to go with a different way to gauge pagam, but it's rooted in the same matir. Ihano, that's the matir. It expresses itself differently, but the root is the same, and therefore it's all derived from the same possible chumash. That's the Ran. Who saw this Ran? Who understood this exactly what the Ran is saying, right? No? No, sure, didn't say this. Feel, right? Saying that sarcastically or truly?
No,
it's Ran, says, I'm staying right. So Rabbi Sai, might have to give it to the Rashmi and the Ran. At the end of the day, they're saying the exact same thing. At the end of the day, they're both agreeing to, because they both were in the same lab. They both took the same science course together. They both did the experiment, they both went into the walls of the pot together, and they realized that the pagam inside is not so bad. They both looked at the Veshul again and said it's rotten. So they both came up with the same difference between a piece of chaza versus derech tarovis. Might not be whether you formulate like the Rashba that it's the end versus tarovis, or you formulate like the Ran that it's the end versus tarovis. What's the difference? It's a difference in Lumbus, Manaf Kamin, Kajanisha, Banasa, the Rashi, Manaf Kamin. No, Manaf Kamin. What's the Kamin? No, who chopped the Ran? Who saw, if you saw the Ran to its end, you chopped with the Ran saying, Rat say, give me Naf Kamin. It's a very real Naf Kamin. What's the test case?
Do some rose?
What's the test case?
Use the Palach table.
What's the test case? Every description of the end versus tarovas of the Rashba is identical to the Ran's using the same terms. When the Ran uses the end, the Ran is describing a lot of hanoah. Har behanoah, because there's so much behan there, there's so much hanoah, therefore in order to make it not a pleasurable experience, you got to knock it all the way down. Tarovas is another way of saying of very, very what? Minuscule hanoah. And therefore, even knocking it down a masho will put it into the unpleasurable category. So the Rashba is using halachic terms, be'en versus taravas. The Ran is using those same terms, describing two totally different phenomena. One is describing an experience that's very pleasurable because it's got a lot of real, it's a real big fat piece of steak for breakfast. So that's a lot of anos. So in order to knock that out of the parasha b'chalos asuris, you got to do a lot of work on that. Whereas according to the category of Torah, taravas is just a code name, code phrase for miyut hanoah. Would somebody give me enough community now? What would you say about the following shot? Okay. I have a tarovis. It's a tarovis, right? It is a tarovis on Murbatara. It's not the Ed on Murbatara. But unlike the case of the potato soup with a couple of molecules, of the miniature molecules of chaza floating around, listen to what the tarovis is. I have a big, giant pot of 51% kosher food, and catch this one, 49% chazer in there. Those are my numbers. 51% kosher of potatoes, of carrots, of barley, of beans, of I don't know what else, quinoa, I don't know what else, 51% kosher, taste, whatever you want, 51% of kosher ingredients, and 49.99999, right to the top of chazer in there. But the chazer is off by a drop. It doesn't taste so good. It's not rancid, it's not spoiled rotten. It's yesterday's chazer. Not so great. Doesn't taste so good. Not spoiled, but doesn't taste so great. Mutter Rasser. Mutter Rasser. According to the Rashba, what would the Rashba say to this question? This is a dilemma. This is a Shav Deraisa. This is not a joke question. This is the litmus test. This is the case to prove the difference. According to the Rashba, there's only one question you have to ask yourself before you pass in quantifying the shear of pagam. What's the question? Are you dealing with the din of the end, or are you dealing with the din of tarovis? What makes a tarovis or a roisa? You know, what's marked your tarovis before time kicks in? What is it? Roiv. You have a roiv? Takes the math class at 51 to 49 is a roiv. 50.00001 to 49.99999. Is it Rove? Is it Rove? Zok the Rashba. Do I say Rove? You have a Rove on your side. Minatar Nachra Mahafiz kicks in. Tash Mishpatim comes riding in, saving the day. But what? What do we have to reckon with? Oh, yeah, yeah. What's causing trouble? Which Pasha is coming and screaming at us? You pick your choice. Come on, give me a choice. Give me one of three. Bas Bechol, Chlamydian, or Mishras. One, something like that. It's creating a new Pasha of Tom Kikar. It's not bad anymore. It's Rov. I'm a believer. I learned Reb Chaim's and Sanhedrin. I got the whole thing down pat. This is Bittul B'Rayt. I'm good to go Minatora. Now I have a problem with the rice of Tom Kikar. I have to pass him up. Yeah, Tom Kikar, Nisham Kikar. Is the din Tom Kikar chal enough? According to Rashba, when you're passing a shayla, Tom Kikar chal, what's the only question you have to ask yourself is this the Tama of a Batoira? So it has to meet a whole bunch of criteria. Remember what the criteria is. It's going to be a Tama, Nirgash, the other Benini, not a Tom Kolosh, not a Tom Shay, you all the above. And what else does it have to be? It's got to be a good Tama. It's got to be a Geshmach. And if it's off a little bit, Zelo Tama of a Batoira. And therefore, according to Rashba, it's mutol lechatchil to eat this way. As long as the chazan didn't taste perfect, it's off by a mashu, it's a pagim b'mitzas. Once you have a taroides, and a taroides is accomplished by a simple calculation of rove, you're 50.01, you made it, you're over the top, rove is chal, nish be'en, taroides wants to be chal, tam kikar has to be chal, tam kikar can't be chal, it's a tam pagim b'fil b'mitzas. So I stayed in Rashba. So what did the Ron say about this Rashba? Who saw the punchline around? Who read the Ron not reading that? What does the Ron say? Not true. It's also not true. You know why? It says the Ron, because you know what? When you're eating a cholent with 49.9999% of chazer in there, you are walking away and saying, wow, that chazer is geschmack. It's off by taste a little bit. Okay. So is the guy who's eating his bacon that's off by breakfast. It's also off by a little bit. It's also awesome. You know why? Because what you're lacking in Echos, what are you making up with? You have Harbi Hano. What has to create Harbi Hano? And here's where the Ran parts ways with the Rashba. What is necessary to create Harbi Hano? Do you need the N? Do you need a halachic the N? No. What do you need? Harbi Chazir. How much is Harbi? I have no idea. Enough that a person's happy with what he just did. If he's got a minuscule drop of a tipa min hayam of chazer in there, that's so minuscule, it's not helping a bein mekamos bein neichos. Al zeh nema the parasha of losat of debasim. But if there's a lot of chazer in there, even though it has not yet crossed the threshold of becoming only of becoming a bein, it's still in halachat haroides. Don't misquote me. The Ran didn't care about halacha. The Ran didn't care about the halachic categories of haroides versus bein. That's not what matters to the Ran. What matters to the Ran? The Ran, Olam Hazeh, what matters? No. Yeah, schmuck. If the guy walks away with a big smile, oh, you anemone me, Suri Achila, that's the problem. How do you determine that? So you have to go through all the rules. Kamas, Echos, yeah, a lot of Kamas. If at the end of the day, if the equation ends up, smiley face, that's the problem. According to the Rashba, it's only a problem, not if it's smiley face, it's only a problem if it's out of the Parsha of Taroides, into the Parsha of the end, and there's only one halachic way to measure that. And what is that? That's right, that's Achara Mahatis. That's Pashas Mishpatim. A whole new interplay between Pashas Mishpatim and Pashas Ra'ay. Two worlds apart, Rashba and Ran. Who read this Rashba and Ran from beginning to end? This is Yesod HaYesodis. This is like the opening day of Nesan Tam Mishpatim. The Rashba and the Ran. But this is all the introduction. This was the moment of those 12 pleasures that are here.
The Rashba, I mean, they had two different dinas, but one thing was the Gedera Bashomo, that's Blios. Maybe the whole din of Tarobis, he said it's only by Blios to say that.
But the Rashba says it's favorished by all Taroides. The Rashba, because Belias are ultimately an example of Taroides. Haraya, Belias may be the source for all Taroides. So they are one of the same. Belias are Taroides.
Maybe you would say it's different if you have Bain.
The Rashba himself doesn't say it. The Rashba himself says, Kol's Mandi, you don't have 50%, that's called Taroides. The Rashba says it's favorish. Can everybody say, hope everyone enjoyed this Rashba and Ran, you said this Gavald and Murder. But now it sets the stage for our sugya. The Ra'ah, the Baal Plumta the Rashba, Sefer Ben Kamayis, the Ra'ah said he doesn't believe the facts of the Rashba. He doesn't believe it. The Ra'a said, the Ra'a lived before the Ran, so he didn't even dream of this Ran's beer. But the way the Rashba formulated it, you know why? What's the underlying problem with the Rashba? We already identified it. What's the underlying problem? I think you have two shiurim, two different halachas that come from the same pasuk. It doesn't make any sense. Says the Ra'a, there's only one shia, the Ra'a is the ultimate brisket, there's only one shia and one shia alone, there's one din alone. And the shia of Nois and Tam of Gab is what? Is Pagim Lagamre. As it says where? In Parshas Ra'a. Thank you very much. That is the only thing, that there is no such thing as a pagam b'mitzvos. What led the Rashi and the Ran down this path of that there are two dinim and everyone's got to revamp what the two dinim are? Either it's be'en versus tarovus, it's kamas versus zeches, harbe versus meal. What was about? What forced the Rashi and the Ran into that conclusion? They're tripping to where? Into the walls of the Kedera, and they're thinking that the bleas inside the walls of the Kedera weren't, couldn't have been so bad. I think they just figured it out. But it just can't be. Come on, the Chaz was so good yesterday. Come on, Beinenu, how bad could it have gotten 24 hours inside the walls of the pot? You know what the Ra'a says? Go prove them. You know what the Ra'a says? What's up the Ra'a in the Bet Kedayis? The Bleas are really bad. Next time you're inside the walls of the pot, it's really, really bad. It is so bad that once 24 hours comes, it dips beneath the point of what? Of being Roy Lachila Bechlau. It's Tacha dips beneath the point of the Vershin on the Ger. And it's Hetagom. And if you would eat those Blias, this may sound like a funny statement, but if you would eat those Blias Be'en, what would it then be? According to Rashi and the Rav, you could figure out a way to eat the Blias Be'en, you'd be over in the Seder Aisa. But according to the Ra'a, Ba'ashel Sham, the Mutter. It's already a davar mutar. So the Ra'a doesn't believe the Rashba's two formulations, doesn't believe the Ran's two formulations. Says so the whole thing is because the bleas inside the walls of a pot are pogum legamri legamri. Okay, now let's have to do that topic. No? The Ra'a says, I will prove to you beyond the shadow of a doubt that I'm correct. The bleas must be pogum legamri. They must be. You know why? According to you, Heilige Rashi ben Ran, explain to me the following statement in Chazal. Lo osra teira al kedera bas yom bulad. What does that mean? What do those words mean? That means you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, wait 24 hours, and then do what? What do you do for 24 hours, according to Moshe Rabbeinu? Have a barbecue. Get that meat on the tray for grill from yesterday. Get that pot, the chaza pot. Stop cooking up your potato soup in it. For us, we're talking about Basir Bobad. Really? What's your Rosh Kasha? You have Bleas that are Osir, according to you. You, Rashi ben Ran, have identified these Bleas of Isur Mahandim. When are they going to become Mutter? How are they going to become Mutter? Once they enter into a world of Taravis, they're going to become Mutter. Guess what? You're taking a Dover Osir, and you're being Matir a Dover Osir through the vehicle of Ochas Taravis. Says the Ra'a, you know what I call you? You are the ultimate what? You are Mevat Alisa L'Chadchila, and you can't do that. That was the Ra'a's Kasha against the Rashba and the Ran, in effect. If the Rashba and the Ran are right, that the Bleas Bashel Sham are still Chetzef and Chazir, and the head that only kicks in at a later point through the Taregis, either the Rashba's formulation or the Ran's formulation, it doesn't really matter. If they go from Isir Mutter, and you are the one who is precipitating that, you are the one who's bringing that about, you are the one who's cooking and creating that Taravis, what you are doing is halachically is going to a store, taking a big piece of chazir, and throwing it into a huge shalom pot. That's what you just did. Okay, you didn't do it as blatant as that, but halachically you did it as that. Through the eyes of the halach, that's what you just did. You took Dvar Masurim and made it into Dvar Mutter, Derech Taravis, that's what you're not allowed to do in Batlas Tarachim. That was the Ra'a's kasha. Who here would have thought this kasha in their own? Who in a million billion years ever saw in what the Rashba and the Ran are describing as a potential violation of Eimat Lizachidah? And the Ran says, I'm sorry, the Ra'a says, Lo yitachein lagid davar kazeh. It cannot be. And therefore the only conclusion is that it must be already a davar hamutar. Had it become a davar hamutar? Because 24 hours already passed. It's not Pogim Magami, what's the answer? Yes. Yep, yes it is. That was the Ra'a's Raya. And now the Ra plays with us a little bit. The Ra doesn't stop, doesn't let up. Says the Ra, and you want to be a Baal Din Lachlik? You want to argue with me, says the Ra? You want to take this lackadaisical approach in the Ba'al Nasa Lachachima? You want to tell me that's not something that the Torah cares about? You want to tell me the rabbis made this up? Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of it. The Ra is playing with us. The Ra is going to say, don't tell me about my sister. Don't tell me a story that, no, the name of Ba'al is not on the radar screaming out there. Don't tell me that. Why? What's the Ra's muscle? Who saw the Ra inside? Where's the Ra? Who's got the Ra? That's the Ra's muscle. There's the punchline. I think it's an hour and 10 minutes. Bein Anochin Klal. And he says, that's the din. It would be issa, it would be an issa gum. What you, Rashbam, rather describing as a Torah violation of Ma'alas al-Khila. And listen to this line, the Heiliger on every Rishon, every one line, Kedish Kedoshim. The Chaim the din zok there. Of course I'm right, says the Ra. Father, I'm right that this would be according to your mistaken understanding of what the status of this belief is still being a blight to this or Chetzef and Isser inside the walls of the pot. There's no way to sanction them in a Torah. The Chaim B'din, I must be right. Why? Shelo yehe mut the dvar Torah levatel chatchila chatichas devel b'shtei chatichas hetem b'beminoi. If you don't hold like me, what's the logical absurdity with something? You don't mean to tell me that you can take a piece of chazir, a piece of nevel, and throw out the two pieces, close your eyes, and hope to focus, everything's mutter? Would anybody ever say such a crazy thing? That's the Ra'az model. They're all saying nobody would say that. That's the zicha asim in Torah. It's a lashon. Would anybody ever say shelo yeimutet v'atayir levatal lechatachin lechatichas nevel b'shtei chatichas hetem min minim kaiyitachin demat kaze? That's crazy. And just as that's crazy, this would equally be crazy. Ah, if anan mechaduch the kind of k'deishen of shemut heres v'atayra. But lemaisa, the Gemara says k'deir b'shem is mutter min Torah. So according to you, Rashford, according to you, Ran, you are in gross violation, flagrant violation of Ben Malas Lechila, no different than the guy who takes a piece of chazir, a piece of nevela, and closes his eyes and throws them into a basket together. That was the Ra's model. That was his marshal. So just as Bittel of Chad, Nevela, Mitrek Sheiras, must be a deraisa. There's no way anybody would ever argue with me on that one. Says the Ra, that's like the given. What did I mean? If this is true, if this is deraisa, then clearly the mevashel in a kedera she'ena basyoima, according to Lefi HaRashba, would be the exact identical belief shum chiluk whatsoever. And just as it's lo'ola ladas, that this is anything but an Isidiraisa, a lo'en ladas is anything but an Isidiraisa, for the entire Rashba is incorrect. That's the Ra'oz logic. He set up the straw man, he said, if the straw man's true, then the comparison has to be there's no difference, no chiluk, it's not lo'en ladas to mechalik between the two. What do you think? What? Comes by the Shulchan and says, it's the Ola Ladas to be Mechalik between the two. According to Nevi Yehuda, they're Mechalik B'Zichron Ma'ariv. They find with each other. Give me a halachic terminology for Bittul Chad Nevela B'Veis K'sheiris. Call it, guys. Call it what it is. Yavish B'Yavish. Call this. The Vashra Kedera Shed B'Shev L'Fiyah Rashma. Call that what? Lach B'Lach. I don't see any Blias. No Blias. It's all permeated. It's all spread all around. What did the Ra just say, Rabbi Sai? If this is also the Raisa, then this is also the Raisa. And Shum Makom Lechalik Beneim. Zevin from Ra'a, from the Ra'a's Kasha against the Rashba, that he didn't buy into this thing. So it took us a day and a half to discover the Nebi Huda, to elaborate upon what the Nebi Huda did say. It took us another day to realize that a Rishon didn't accept it. Not didn't accept it, but favorish against the Nebi Huda. I mean, in the past, we picked up a whole Rosh and around it to the Gemara Milsa. We have a lot of important things. Don't think we just everything is important. It would have been Kedai just to spend an hour just to get a Kasha against the Neid to find the Rishon against the Neid. That's also worth an hour. It's worth more than an hour. It's worth a lifetime. But in the past, we picked up a few things also. So I know what your guys' answer is going to be. I know what you're going to think. I know what you're thinking. What are you thinking? What's the next step? You guys have been around Shia long enough to know what's the next step. Oh, the wheels are turning. True, the Ra'ah wasn't Geiris and Ebihud, then he used it. He used this comparison, this equation, and that's what was the death knell for the Rosh Peshitta. And what are we going to do? Aha! Next step, guys, come on. If one Rishon is clearly dead, it must be that the reason why the Rashba was not at all concerned with this Kasha wasn't even Geiris, this equation, because the Rashba held one big and one big. You know why? Because the Rashba must have been an Ebihud person, right? That's what you guys are going to tell me, right? Right? No, if you were reading this Tosfos Kabbalis and you saw this Bedik Kabbalis and the book stopped here and the story ended and Sfarta Mechashir ended, you would say, Rabbi Zalazny is next to tell you that this Tekudas HaMachloikis between the Rashba or the Ra'ah saw in Ein Vadas Rechiva as the ultimate refutation of the Rashba's theory, and the Rashba didn't see as anything Kiyuzah, must be that Tekudas HaMachloikis. So I'll tell you a secret. If the Sefer Tosfos Kabbalis would have ended right then and there, I could have pulled this over you. But there was another Sefer that was written called what? Mishmeres Tobias. Written by none other than the Rashba. Now, it was written by the Rashba, where the Rashba addresses the objections of the Ra'ah, and he's Oyla. Mama, she goes down to the trenches to refute this equation of the Ra'ah, and he uses multiple methods of refutation, and I am so sorry to report back to you that out of the multiple ways that the Rashba uses to refute the Ra'ah's Kasha, he does not use what? He does not say mention of the Yisrael between Yaakov and Yerush B'Yerush. Says about the Shulchan, he now has two Rishonim against him. The Ra'ah's Kasha, and from the fact that the Rashba had to turn the world upside down to give a terror to the Dichli of the Ra'ah and didn't bother going down the Avi Yisrael that's Bodle Lo'inayim of Lachos of Yomesh, seven from Dor, that nobody bought into the state of the Nishta Rashba nor the Ra'ah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Doesn't bode well. Rabbi Yisrael died, that's what he said. But now, unlike yesterday, where we had the Rebbe Yudah Zohar Mashiach breakthrough, Gevaldik, what an Einfeld, and the Sugya, and Rabbi Shaila, and Gevaldik, what a Chiddush, and we had so much to talk about, and Lach Balach, and Yavish, and Yavish, and Chayzeb, and Neir, and the Yisrael, and the Yisrael, and the Leisa, and Rosh, we had so much, and we spent so much time on the Rebbe Yudah, and Mr. Adarkai, the Ra'ah for sure not like it, because he's equating the two, and the fact that the Rosh had an easy out against the Ra'ah, and didn't even use it, Pashas also didn't buy into it. So what else did the Rosh use? How did the Rashba defend himself against the Ra'ah? We want to see what the Rashba's real response was, because the Rashba's elusive responses will shed more light on the Sugya of Eim Vat L'Chila, and may actually put some of the final pieces of the puzzle together, what Eim Vat L'Chila is all about, if the Minotaur is their opponent, and what the nation is all about. So a lot will be found in the answers that the Rashba's response did actually use, but the answers that he didn't use, unfortunately, is disappointing. You can't assume there's something about it.